Step 2 to social media.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Yesterday, we talked about what the first thing is that you're going to need when it comes to social media. And I went into a little bit of depth in terms of really needing to know what you want to do with social media, because this is a business show. So we talk about it from a business perspective. What am I hoping to accomplish from doing social media other than just being on social media? We don't just want to go out there and do it just because everyone else is doing it. We're busy. You know, our time's worth something. It's got to mean something. And social media is no different. You need to take it seriously. You need to think about what you're looking to accomplish out of it before you ever start on it, okay? That out of the way. Now comes step two. Step two is really thinking about who you want to reach on social media. This should be, come along with what you're hoping to accomplish off of it, right? You probably already have a product or service that you're hoping people will purchase or hoping someone's going to get involved in or start in the process on. And you probably already have an idea of your ideal client. If not, you need to stop everything and take everything back a bit. You got to take it all back and discover who your ideal client is. Now we're talking demographically, and what demographics are is just the physical things that make up who they are, you know, what age they are, what gender they are, what areas of the world they live in, you know, what's their income level, you know, do they own a house, do they not own a house, you know, all the different things that could have any bearing on who your ideal client is. Now I understand your clients or customers will be all over the map. But who's your ideal? What's the most likely age that they're gonna be? Where are they most likely to come from? And if you don't know that fully yet, you should have at least a roundabout idea about who that is. Now, when you know who that is, you're gonna know which social, or you're at least gonna have a clue. You may have to talk to someone that knows a little more about it than you if you're really unfamiliar with social media. But it will give you a clue as to which social media outlets to plug into. Now, knowing that, now you're going to know which ones to sign up with. Initially, you should at least know what the main ones are. So one of the most popular ones, even to this day, is still Facebook.com. Now, depending on your age, you may not be on Facebook. Your friends may not be on Facebook. It all depends. But Facebook is still one of the top leaders out there when it comes to social media. And more than likely, your demographic is sitting there on Facebook, just as an example. Now, maybe it's not, and maybe you need to be focusing more on Snapchat. Maybe you need to be focusing more on Instagram. But let's just take Facebook as an example. What you're going to want to do is put up, you have to, see, each social media network handles these things a little bit differently. So initially, you're going to want, if you don't have it already, a business page. A page that's specifically, and they used to refer to them as fan pages. I don't even know what the exact jargon is for, but it is a page on Facebook that you're setting up specifically for your business. It's not a personal profile, which is a person. It's a page. And so you set up a page specifically titled with your business name, with all the details, directing people back to your business. So whether that be through a phone number, through an address, through a web address, you're gonna want to have that all set up. And there's a huge reason why you're gonna want to do this on at least maybe the top three or five social networks, the main social media websites. If you're able to set that up in all those places, there's a huge thing that comes back before you even post anything on there, before you update it at all. If you just put the most basic info out there, then what can end up happening is when people search for your business name on Google, within a few weeks to a few months, you're going to start seeing all of these social media profiles showing up in Google. And there's a huge advantage to that. That pushes out anything that isn't you. It pushes out anything that you don't have control over. Maybe there are review sites and other things that you don't have control over, and that'll push all of them out of the way. And it will allow some of these very high-end social media websites to be able to take the place in Google. If for nothing else, if you do nothing else in social media, you should at least go and grab your business name in social media, and that's going to be a huge step. So that's step number two, is basically just grabbing your claim. A lot of this might depend on who you have to be able to look after the social media too. If you don't have a huge staff and you're not looking to put forward a whole lot of time into social media, just do the basics. Just do a handful of social media. If you've got somebody, either one or two or three people that can run your social media for you, that's going to be a different type of scale. You're going to want to hit everything that can possibly be a place where your customers or potential customers are hanging out at. That's the whole idea behind social media to begin with, is to be where your customers already are, and there's so much that you could do for free. Now, tomorrow, I want to talk to you about I've got a postcard that I got in the mail, which I like going over mail with you, because not just talking about direct mail, but because we could talk about marketing concepts and business strategy concepts via a physical piece of advertising. So we're going to go over that tomorrow, and that's going to tie into step number three on social media. Now, if you are a business owner or an executive and you happen to be in the self-reliance field, meaning you have products and services that help people to become more self-reliant, I want you to go over to dreambizchat.com. See, it's right here behind me. And you can see that also in the description. If you're listening to this, that's just the word dream, the word biz, fake word, B-I-Z, and chat. dreambizchat.com. If you go there, you can go check out the video there and find out more about the Dream Business Transformation, which I'm offering for free, even though for everybody else it's available on, we have other business strategies and strategy sessions on my website for $600 and above. So you can go and check that out at brianjpombo.com, or like I said, if you're in the self-reliance field, dreambizchat.com. Hey, hope you have a wonderful night. We'll be back here tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.